JJ, when you look at the end of last season, the kind of dominant fashion you guys were playing as a defense, what do you see different from this year as through five games and the way you finished the last five games last year?
We need to get more takeaways on defense. That's one thing we did great. But we just need to focus on what we're doing and make sure that we do our assignments, we play our roles, and we go out there and we play the best of our abilities. I think we've had a great week of practice so far. I think we have a few more days here to hone things up, but I think it's been a very encouraging week.
So you feel like you're getting closer to playing the kind of defense as a group that you guys want to play?
Yeah, we just need to put it all together. We need to go out there. We need to play our game. We need to play well. We need to not hurt ourselves, both with penalties and mental errors. And we just need to put a full, complete game together.
From a blocking scheme standpoint, have you seen anything new this year? Is it all the same, some of the things that people tried to do last year against you?
There's been some new things, but that's part of the game. Everybody's always evolving, trying to find new ways. People getting the ball out quick, so you just need to – we need to try and put people in the long passing situations so we get a chance to get after the quarterback. I think he looks a little bit more comfortable this year. I think that he's obviously had a year under his belt. He gets to know his teammates and things like that, and gets used to the game. So I think he's going to continue to do that as his career goes on. He's going to get better and better.
Is it easier to correct mistakes that are mental or physical?
That's a good question. You can fix them both, but I mean, a physical mistake, it depends on what kind. If you got beat, or if you just took the wrong step or something like that. So those are types of things that you can fix. But a mental error, as long as you get the communication corrected and you make sure that you're in the right situations, you can get that corrected. But it's just communication is so key, and you need to make sure everybody's on the same page and doing the right thing.
And kind of following on that, JJ, when you guys obviously are struggling with untimely penalties. Some penalties are just going to happen, but you've had a lot, and some of them at bad times. Mm-hmm. When you're struggling as a team, is it, are two things happening? Everybody's trying that much harder to make a play, or can you just reflect a little on what's going on there? Because this kind of was what happened a couple seasons ago.
We just need to be smart. We need to go out there. We need to understand situations. We need to be smart about what we're doing. And we need to be very cognizant of what's going on. And so I think, like I said, I think we've had a really good 2 days of practice this week. I think we're in a good place mentally, and I think we're looking forward to going on the road against a divisional opponent to get things back on the right track.
I know you're focused on your own play and helping the team win, but have you been impressed with the way Clowney has played, considering he had such a major surgery in the offseason?
I think he's coming back, and he's definitely getting more comfortable as it goes. I don't have a whole lot chance to look at the outside linebacker film, mainly at the D-line. But from what I've seen so far, I think he's playing pretty well. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Did you see Kevin Johnson's rookie transition?
Yeah, I think he's like any rookie. He's getting more and more comfortable as the season goes on. He's confident in his ability. He's confident in what he's doing out there. And so he's going to continue to get better and better. And he's done some things on special teams as well, which is always big. So I think he's a smart kid. He's a hard worker. And he wants to contribute and he wants to be good. So it's a lot of fun to see him go to work every day.
JJ, you have a lot of the same leaders, a lot of the same players that have been through some of the good times here, especially with what the defense did last year. Does that help keep the belief that it can get turned around, or we will get better, or we will do more?
Yeah, because you know what we're capable of, and you know we haven't shown what we're capable of yet. And so you know what it feels like when it is going right. And so you just need to make sure that you get that message across to your team. You need to make sure everybody believes in that message. And so we're going out there, and like I've said a couple times already, our week of practice this week has felt really good. And we put the pads on, you go out there, you hit, you get back to some fundamentals. And I think it's been really beneficial.
Are you staying on the left side more than you did last year?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at.
Do they keep track of all that plays where you ultimately were the snap where you were?
I'm sure somebody does. It's just we do different things in different sets. Everything changes every week, so you'll see me all over the place.
If you and Clowney say are together, is that they just shift all the blocking over there? Do y'all purposely try to stay apart? I know you've lined up next to each other a little, but do you guys purposely try to stay opposite each other?
Even if I was going to tell you the answer to that, I wouldn't tell you the answer to that. But nice try, John. I like that. Good effort, though.
I had a little off-topic question. The two leading sack guys in the NCAA right now are both walk-ons in the Big Ten. One's a Wisconsin guy. Do you like to see that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think Schobert's been playing unbelievable for Wisconsin. And it's really cool to see walk-ons doing so well, especially knowing what that's like. Because, I mean, you know, you go through a lot, and I've always said I think a walk-on carries a chip on his shoulder for the rest of his career, even if he gets a scholarship, even if he's drafted in the first round, whatever it may be, you carry that walk-on chip on your shoulder. And I think, especially in a case like Schobert for Wisconsin, I mean, the kid's playing out of his mind right now. He's leading the nation in TFLs. He's leading the nation in sacks. And both my brothers are on that team, so I obviously, whenever I get a chance to watch, I watch, and it's a lot of fun. And my youngest brother now is getting snaps on the D-line with Schobert and those guys and Beagle, so it's a lot of fun to watch every single week, and especially for me, it's super special because I have a brother on offense and a brother on defense, and so I get to watch them both play, and I mean, it's hard to explain how proud that makes me. It's really cool.
Have you interacted much with Schobert?
No, I have not. I really haven't. Obviously, I see my brothers. I talk to my brothers a lot, but I really haven't interacted a whole lot with him. My brother told me that he was a fan, so I just texted him after the last game and told him to tell Schobert that I thought he's a heck of a player. So I'm sure we'll speak at some point. I just haven't had a chance to yet. But, I mean, just watching them play, it's a whole lot of fun because that kid's flying around, and he's a walk-on. So there's plenty of good stories out there like that kids, you can do it. It's just a matter of how hard you're willing to work.